The headline from the New York Post reads this way. Beauty queen Kathy Zhu fell victim to the left's ugly bias. She is now a former Miss Michigan because of social media posts that were pointed out before she was stripped of her title. She joins me here on the program. Kathy, welcome to it.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. I know you've gained a lot of attention, probably a lot more than you did by your title in many respects. Do you think that's true?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you're also going to be at an event, Women for Trump. It's coming up Friday. It's noon to 2 in Bloomfield Hills. We'll get back to that so people know how to come find you. But tell the folks that aren't familiar with your story. Okay, so you enter these contests, you win the crown, you look great, you know, you tell the world you want world peace or whatever you want, and you're there, but all of a sudden you get stripped of your title. Why?
Due to offensive tweets, apparently.
Tell me about these offensive tweets. What did they take exception to?
Yeah, so there were two tweets in particular. There was one about black-on-black violence, and there was another one about a hijab being like a fashion accessory versus a religious garment. And they took offense to that, and those tweets were posted over a year ago.
So the hijab tweet had to do with people on campus at the University of Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That
go ahead.
It's actually in Florida at my old university.
Okay. But so it is. But you're at the university, you're walking through, and they want you to put this on. And you said no, right?
Exactly.
And because of that, you went out and tweeted about it, and you got blowback. What exactly is wrong for declining to put it on?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, these organizations, you know, they always want to empower women. They want to, you know, they're really feminist. And for me to decline something that I don't want to wear, how is that wrong?
I don't think it's wrong at all. and so let me ask you something. Obviously, as an Asian American, or however you view yourself, put you in a minority category as well. Why are your concerns or your ideas any less important than any other group that feels they're protected?
Yeah, no, exactly. And I feel like people, they often see a conservative, they usually think, oh, they're white or something like that. But, you know, it really makes them upset that it's an Asian conservative. So I think that that's also why that they stripped me of my title, because they saw me with a MAGA hat on all over my Twitter account.
Oh, you see, you wore that terribly racist, bigoted, xenophobic hat. How dare you? Yeah. Kathy Zhu here, the former Miss Michigan. You now are at the University of Michigan. Is that correct?
Correct.
And so how much grief do you catch there, or do you try to keep a low profile? Because I can only imagine walking across the dais there that, you know, you would be singled out for harassment and so forth because of this whole kerfluffle. What's going on?
You know, so I went back to class 2 days ago, and, I mean, I've heard whispers here and there, but no one, you know, came directly up to me to talk about it. But, you know, I suggest people come up to me and talk about it if they want to have an open dialogue, because this is all about open conversation.
Yeah, it is about conversation. It's about having the right to express yourself as you see fit, and not the mob rules would be my take on it. Kathy Zhu here, former beauty queen. What are you studying there at the U of M?
Political science.
How appropriate. How nice. All right, so where do you go from here? I mean, obviously your profile has been raised. You're going to be down here in Bloomfield Hills. That's at the Heathers Club, 900 Upper Scottsboro Way, Bloomfield Hills, Friday of this week, July 26th, from noon until 2. It's $25 to get in. You're going to talk about this, meet people, talk about it all. Women for Trump, correct?
Correct.
So your MAGA hat's going to be back on your head. How dare you?
I'm going to wear it proudly.
Well, there you go. All right. So here's how you find it. Go to Eventbrite. Look up bloomfieldhills.eventbrite.com. You'll find it. Kathy, great having you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There you have it. So run out of town because she had a MAGA hat on her head. I mean, the nerve. The gall of somebody to wear a hat like that. Can you imagine? Yeah, there you go. All right, let's see. Let's wrap it up here. What do we have over here? Oh, did you see? Just quick story from Michigan that I thought was interesting. A guy is out in Tuscola County in the Thumb, Dayton Township here the other day, collecting minnows when he hears a strange hiss from behind him, and he whirls and he looks. It's a 6-foot alligator. right up behind him. A 6-foot alligator comes right up behind the guy. He pulls out his handgun and brings that to an end. Come to find out, the alligator had escaped from a nearby neighbor who keeps exotic pets around, including alligators. But can you imagine the latest alligator attack in Michigan? They don't do too well in the winter here, but the guy called the police, said, "Hey, I've got a dead alligator here." They're like, "What?" He did. And can you imagine turning around in Michigan in a ditch? You're just down there, you know. I used to do that as a kid. You know, you go play with minnows and frogs. That's a big frog with a bad attitude. At any rate, today more people than ever are planning to work into their retirement years. Unfortunately, many say they have to just to make ends meet. And that's why it's critical that you take care of your financial planning, because it's never too early or late to begin preparing for your retirement. You got to get into it. And wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to work unless you really wanted to in your retirement? Let Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Financial get the services lined up that you might need. Their ultimate goal is to help enable you and your family to live free from financial worry now and throughout your lives. They'll talk with you. They'll communicate with you on a regular basis. They approach management of your wealth proactively so that you can relax and feel good that you've taken the steps to secure your financial future. All you have to do is call Bruce and Mike. Unlock your financial future today. The number 517-323-7526, 517-323-7526. You can also visit MyLifePlanFinancial.com, MyLifePlanFinancial.com, and you can get it done. And there it is. Hey, by the way, there, the bills are paid. That's it. I'm taking the rest of the day off. Actually, not quite. I'll see you right on the other side of the break as we wrap up hour number three. It's been a good day. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and go to SteveGruber.com. If you want to hear that Corey Lewandowski interview again, or if you missed anything, that's the place to be, SteveGruber.com. We'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new